Depende de cómo la inteligencia artificial es manejada, ¿sí?
Sí.
But how do you present facts? How do you present yourself? Whatever, just a whole mechanism that will simulate how people react to mass media. It's much more than just generating fake news. Fake news is just one tool in the arsenal that AI can use.
Yeah, it's supposed to be called artificial help.
Artificial help. Interesting.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's more suitable.
Moin friends, Tan Nam Pan Nuya. Happy New Year to you all, and for the new year I try something new. I joined for the first time a language party, and the topic I choose is if artificial intelligence poses a security threat, why or why not? And that's the question for this conversation party. And I actually wanted to start in English, but somehow we started with Spanish, ended then in French, then have a little part in Indonesian, which I couldn't understand. And then we switch to English at the end. So some people come, some people go during the conversation, so don't be too confused. And I must say I had my problems with the Spanish and French part, but hopefully it seems that I could get through the conversation. But yeah, all in all, it was a really nice conversation. So, let's go. This is Tandem Panda, a podcast about language learning and sharing different experiences with people from around the world.
Se a inteligência artificial
Sim.
representa uma ameaça para as pessoas, isso?
Puedes repetir la cuestión, la pregunta?
Se a inteligência artificial representa uma ameaça
Ameaça,
para
que es?
os humanos,
Ameaça é danger,
isso?
right? Ok, sim.
Sim, exato.
Ah, não
Me
conosco.
tocaria platicar o espanhol ahorita.
Sim, podemos fazê-lo. É também muito bem. Tenho que buscar
Vale.
a palavra. Ameaça é a palavra, sim?
Exato, Fred.
Threat.
Bem, com respeito a isso, eu diria, posso dizer que depende. Depende de como a inteligência artificial é manejada, sim?
Sí. ¿Y qué
Sí,
piensas?
la tecnología en general puede ser empleada, utilizada para fines buenos y malos. Por ejemplo, la tecnología atómica es importante para la medicina, para producir equipos, instrumentos médicos, pero también puede ser utilizada para hacer bombas. Por ejemplo,
Sí.
la bomba de Hiroshima y Nagasaki. Depende del direccionamiento, del objetivo. Pero en general, creo que la inteligencia artificial es benéfica para la persona, pues trae mucho beneficio, muchos cambios en la salud, en la educación, en la industria. En la
Sí.
salud hay casos de utilizar la inteligencia artificial para hacer procedimientos médicos a distancia, ¿sí? Entonces, uno médico americano puede hacer un procedimiento acá en Brasil y en general, pero
Sí.
es necesario que haya una legislación adequada, que haya una actuación con ética y moral con respecto al uso de la inteligencia artificial. ¿Y qué te parece? ¿Qué piensas sobre eso? ¿Es una amenaza o no? ¿Y por qué?
Es una buena pregunta. Soy más positivo. Creo que como ti, depende de nosotros cómo tú realmente utilizas esa tecnología. Pero también es una tecnología que la evolución es muy rápido y no sé cómo seguros son las personas que hacen esos como tú dices, this development.
Desarrollo.
Sí, cómo ellos realmente entender la tecnología y hay un punto en la futuro o en el futuro que tú no realmente puedes controlar la dirección o porque tú no entiendes totalmente que cómo es funciona y después creo porque hay muchas personas que tienen un poco del miedo es si la inteligencia es así inteligente que no puedes como tú dices controlar y entender y así es más más fuerte que la humanidad y después tú no puedes realmente usar en la manera que tú quieres usar. Pero es más como la tecnología usas tú y no la otra manera. ¿Entiendes?
Entiendo.
Ok.
Sí, hay ese aspecto en hecho. Y en general, puedo decir que es necesario tener buen sentido, tener equilibrio. Y no reemplazar las personas con la inteligencia artificial. Aunque la inteligencia haga cosas que los humanos no lo hagan. Si los humanos son prioridades, solo ellos tienen corazón, cerebro, tienen sentimiento. Ellos tienen un carácter especial. Y depende también de una decisión personal, la utilización de utilizar la inteligencia con equilibrio, con moderación. Por ejemplo, no hay el chat GPT, ¿sí? ¿Lo conoce?
No lo conozco.
Chat es viral, muy utilizado en el mundo todo. Y en él ustedes pueden hacer cualquier pregunta y el chat te dará una respuesta. Puede preguntar, por ejemplo, ¿cuál es la alimentación adecuada para mí? ¿Mi treino en la academia, en el gym? Cosas así, de la vida cotidiana. Y también puede responder preguntas sobre trabajos de la escuela, de la universidad. Y entonces la persona puede quedar muy dependiente y copiar y pastar, no tener independencia, no producir su propio conocimiento.
Entiendo. Me gusta eso también.
Y hay que tener
también
entonces equilibrio, ¿sí? No voy a ser dependiente, yo tengo que ser protagonista y no depender de las informaciones del chat GPT, por ejemplo, etc. Pero no es posible disminuir, ¿sí?, la velocidad con que la inteligencia artificial se desarrolla. está se desarrollando en todo, ¿sí? En todos los países, en todos los ámbitos. Es una tendencia irreversible. ¿Y estás aprendiendo francés también?
¿Quieres hablar en francés ahora o qué, qué es, sí, qué es la pregunta? Sí. Ah, sí, podemos sí. cambiar si te gusta. Pero,
me gustaría de practicar los dos, ¿qué te parece?
Sí,
un poco de tiempo para los dos.
Sí, como te gusta. Tengo que repetir que tú has dicho porque no, creo que no lo puedo entender todo. Es como tú has dicho, es como con ChatGPT que la independencia de la manera de pensar, por ejemplo, no es realmente o es como tú no piensas independiente o qué es tú quieres decir con ChatGPT.
Yo quiero decir que cada persona tiene que tener un buen sentido y no se tornar dependiente de la inteligencia artificial. Teniendo todas las respuestas del ChatGPT, por ejemplo, desde el ChatGPT, o haciendo todo con la inteligencia, sin que la persona desarrolle a sí misma, desarrolle su lógica, su habilidad, ¿sí? Tiene que haber un equilibrio en ese sentido, no se tornar, se poner dependiente de la inteligencia artificial.
No dependiente, o dependiente, la gente.
No se volver dependiente.
Volver
tiene
dependiente,
que ser,
ah,
tiene
ok.
Que ser independiente, al mismo tiempo que tenemos la inteligencia artificial.
Ah, entiendo, ok. Así es más, necesitamos más la inteligencia si usamos demasiado la inteligencia, ¿sí?
Exacto. ¿Y ahora podemos cambiar para el francés?
Ah, sí. Oui. No.
D'accord. Voilà.
Tu pratiquais aussi le français, oh?
Oui, bien sûr.
Oui.
C'est un plaisir.
Oui, j'aime de nous pouvons parler maintenant en français. Mais c'est drôle. Je pense que c'est difficile pour moi de parler en français de ce sujet, mais nous pouvons essayer de continuer. C'est très intéressant. Mais une question aussi pour toi. Par exemple, le problématique avec, par exemple, fake news. Je ne sais pas quel est le mot en français. Mais oui, s'il y a comment tu dis mix? Je cherche. Maison ou...
Mess.
Mélange.
Mélange, oui.
Mais si tu as un mélange...
Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, oui.
Hola, Inés. Matata. Bienvenue à la fête. Merci, Panda. Vous pouvez continuer.
Ah, tu peux continuer?
On a Inés maintenant, oui.
Ok.
Inés pour... avec vous, nous.
Ah, tu connais Inés ou...
Non.
Okay.
Tu ne connais pas?
J'ai pensé que tu parles avec Inés, donc ok.
J'ai dit bienvenue pour Inés.
Hello,
ah.
Guys.
Hi.
Salut.
Hi.
Inés, is it okay for you if we continue
English.
In French?
I cannot speak Spanish.
Okay. Okay.
But I was interested in your title there.
All right. Well, should we continue in English? Or?
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Eu e Panda, mas a mamãe eu vou praticar em plumão francês. Alors, on peut parler dans un autre moment. De toute façon, c'est bien. Maintenant, je vais sortir, d'accord? Merci beaucoup, Panda. Ça a été un plaisir.
Ok.
Terima kasih ni semoga malam harimu baik sampai jumpa.
Are you gonna go?
Ya, saya harus mengeluar sekarang. Saya akan suka berbicara lebih, tapi itu tidak mungkin. Semoga berbicara baik untuk anda. Oh, sampai jumpa.
Sampai jumpa.
Is that Indonesia?
Merci beaucoup, Panda.
Merci beaucoup, Will. My God. Okay.
Selamat tahun baru ini.
Selamat tahun baru.
Happy New Year, Panda.
Terima kasih. You too, Will. Yeah, see ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya. Hi, Ini. Okay, he talked to you in Indonesian.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Wow.
He can speak so many languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are your thoughts about the topic? Is does artificial intelligence pose a security or threat to us humans?
What do you think so?
I'm more positive, to be honest, but maybe because, I don't know. So I can't find arguments for both sides, but maybe I can start with the positive things. So Will also mentioned before that it's really depends on how you use that technology. So he give us, or he uses the example of with atomic bombs. So it depends on how you use the technology of this. Okay, I don't know the English word for the technology.
Are you using that in your work?
I use that actually in my work.
I'm
more biased.
Literally use it.
Yeah, so I'm biased a little bit. Yeah.
I see. That's why. Do you use it for a good or a bad?
Of course, for good reasons.
That's nice. Okay.
Yeah, but what are you? Do you have any? Do you use it, or do you don't have any points in your life with this, or how is your point of view for this so far?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, sure. Yeah, because now I'm trying to using it more serious.
I see.
But I don't think it is. Artificial intelligence is a good name for that.
Why?
Do you think so? Don't you think so?
Why do you think so?
It's just like...
Okay, I think... I can't hear you now.
Now
I can hear you again. Okay, you're away again. Hey everyone. Ini has some internet problems, but while we're waiting for her, we can talk. So, Juan, what do you think about the topic? So, is AI a threat or not in your opinion?
Hey.
Oh, Ini, you're back. Okay.
Oh my God, I don't know why it keep happening to me.
But I can hear you now. It should work.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Yeah, every time I join a party, it's always like this. Like, I was kicked out of the room.
Okay.
Suddenly.
Hopefully it works now.
Yeah, I hope so.
So
what was I before?
You were on the way to explain your point of view, and you said... In your point of view, it should not be called artificial intelligence. So Why do you think so?
Yeah, it's supposed to be called artificial help.
Artificial help? Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's more suitable. Don't you think so?
It's an interesting point of view. So it's, in your point of view, it's more like, I don't know, a calculator. So that's why you say artificial help, or?
Yeah, it's not intelligence. It's just help us. If you put it like intelligence into it, it sounds more dangerous.
I see the point. Yeah. I'm thinking of an example when it's actually an intelligence and not I need an example where it's really, because there are some cases where it's really autonomous and really makes decisions on its own. For example, if you take the example with Go, so there was I don't know, something from Google, I think, which beats the best Go player, and Go was like somehow a very complicated game where they say, okay, a machine never could beat a human in that, and that's somehow this intelligence, or when I think why it's the term of intelligence comes in. So based on the data it has contained, based on a training process, it could then act on its own in the scenario it should be used. So that's why I think with intelligence. But I like your point of view with help. Actually, it depends really on how you use that.
Yeah, because you train it, like you give them the data they need.
Yeah.
That's why they can beat people, because people tend to forget some things, but computer not forget things. They just recalculate it over and over again by learning it.
Alex, you want to say something?
Okay, hi Alex.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Hi, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But in that case of the Go, just giving my 2 cents, in that case of Go, the game of Go, it's not just that the machine calculated, you know. That's why they use Go, because Go has many peculiarities. Even in case of chess, you couldn't really say it's just a calculation.
Yes, exactly.
So they use Go to try to infer some kind of process close to intuition, because the machine would have to make a strategy, and it would have to use how the other player is playing to construct and reconstruct your strategy. And one of the definitions of intelligence is that you can think of a process, and that process can generate an output that would benefit you. So they use that in the game analogy. So if you could generate an output that would benefit you in the game, you know, and that process would be kind of, it could be a sign of intelligence. Some people would define that as intelligent.
Yeah, some of being able to find a solution by your own. And I think in this Go example, it really come up with a strategy where normal humans, or the way people play Go, never could think of. So it was really another way of playing the game, or another way of finding the solution for the problem. And that's why it's actually intelligent to finding a way to attack this problem. or finding a solution for it. So I think that's why with the term intelligent.
But I know that people define intelligent in a little bit differences. So some people would say that it's not really intelligence, but that depends on definition.
Yeah, I guess there would be a definition for that, but I also don't know what the exact definition for it now. But yeah. But what
so
do you think?
So do you guys think there will be a time where when singularity happens, like humans and robots and technology, it all becomes one?
I think
we are halfway there.
I think always the way how we use our gadgets with a smartphone, I know if you can count Google Maps as artificial intelligence, but somehow it's a really useful tool and shows how, I don't know if that's the best example for human technology connection, but yeah, I don't know, maybe in the future you have that in the glass. There's also this thing from Facebook, I think, where they integrate or they do the Google Glass better. And then you really can see things in your real world combined with the digital world. And yeah, I don't know, maybe in the future you get contact lenses combined with this technology. And I know then you have something combined with the skin. I don't know, but I think we're on the way for that. So it's just a matter of time, probably.
Yeah, probably. In this year, 2024, we'll have human tests with the Neuralink, with the microchip connected to your brain. So
wow.
That will be a new step on that process of connecting human to machine. But we already... Sorry?
Isn't
I hear
that
you.
Scary? Oh my God. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, it is a little bit scary, sure. Many people warns us that artificial intelligence, it's a danger, it's a threat. I think that it is a potential threat for us, but it's like any technology, we have to deal with it, you know. But for sure, it is a little bit scary.
So are you more positive or negative from your point of view about this technology?
Yeah, I am more positive, but we'll see.
I see. Yeah. It's a thing that we actually don't know how it will develop. So I think the next years will be very interesting to see how far this technology will go and how far, or if we're able, or if we have problems to control that development or that progress.
I think it is very hard to catch up with all of these things happen. Like it developed very fast that even we as a human like somehow not prepare for that. And I think that kind of a problem. And people always scare because they don't know what they will face in the future, I think.
Right. Yeah.
But I think it is have some positive and helps other people too. And so many papers that I read give benefits by using this artificial intelligence. So I feel like I'm very optimistic with the technology and how we use it for a better. So, yeah, I can say that I'm very positive with these things.
So you believe in the good because
so fast.
Okay, because of the purpose that we want, or most of the people want. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a threat because we don't know. We are afraid of what we don't know the technology can do for us. And yeah, it's always the mind behind the technology that matter. Because the technology is just there for us to use it, right?
Right. I think the fear is more things you can't predict before, or if you lose control somehow, because it's so complex and somehow became really intelligent and think on its own, or think in the way that we humans are not able to understand anymore how it all this works. And then if it's getting out of control, I think that's the fear, or the main fear, if I can say it like that. But yeah, so far it's still controllable.
Yeah, there are so many movies about robots and what they can do, and it is more like negative way. I don't know, it's just scary to watch that.
Yeah, and any threats you guys can think of which is more, realistic, or more nearer to us? Because one thing I can think of is, fake news, for example. So, first of all, fake news is getting bigger in our world, but that's because of internet and stuff. But the thing that I'm worried about is, for example, if you can't distinguish anymore, for example, fake news from AI, you can't tell, is that, first of all, is it fake or not? Second, it's from human or not? And if that somehow controls, elections or stuff like that. So if you then think it's a big opinion from a group of people, but actually the opinions of the group of people are created by bots, and you're like, oh man, how can you extinguish between that? So is that opinion of the majority, or is it opinion of some smaller group who controls the bots? So that's a threat I can think of, and I don't know how realistic that is, or how easy it is to control or to program these bots, but it feels real. So it's not something that you would say is in a science fiction movie. I know. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it is a real danger, but I don't think that it will be used that way, because I think that's I think it's normal for us to think that, oh, AI will generate fake news, so it will mess with people's opinion. That's a way of it. That's a way for sure that it can happen. But I think it's just too easy for an AI to do. I think it would be more complex than that. They can use AI to try to emulate the whole process of media interference in our culture. So they can use an AI, supercomputers, whatever, to monitor our response to fake news. news, to news in general, to media in general, to speech in general, in a way that we used to do with analysts, with people, with political analysts, with marketing analysts. So they can try to use an AI to generate a better way to manipulate people, even through facts. You know, not just generating fake news, but how do you present facts? How do you present yourself? Whatever, just a whole mechanism that will simulate how people react to mass media. It's much more than just generating fake news. Fake news is just one tool in the arsenal that AI can use, because we generated fake news all the time. You know, 70 years ago, mass media, you know, TV, journals, like, I don't know, they were much more conservative. Like, they were more traditional. Later, they became more liberal, generally speaking, like in US or in Europe in general, generally. And there always were interest, you know, people in power controlling us in a way or another. Today, we have lots and lots of information, and yeah, that's hard to grasp. And fake news is just one part of that. So AI can be used to much more than just generating fake news. But for sure, they can generate a video with a person doing some crime, you know, we would just CGI, and that would be a problem. If you could not tell if it's fake or not, you could say that you could not use more video footage in a tribunal to judge someone if they commit a crime or not, because they can say that it's generated by AI. So that would be complicated for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But do you think that nowadays people tend to rely more on internet than human? I think we are more rely on internet. Like, when something happened, we just definitely go Google it, or I'll just like type on our phone to find it. Don't you think so? We are more rely on internet right now.
So it's more both, right? So you rely on the internet, but you rely on the sources of your bubble. So you are in a specific group of people, or you consume specific content, and you are on this group. So you are not really more objective and really consume all media, because it's impossible to consume all information. You are in a specific bubble, and if you find information that fits in your way of thinking, you're like, okay, then that must be the truth. But maybe the truth is something else. So it's both, actually, I would say. So we really rely on more the internet, but actually the internet is like a group of people where you think you fit in, or where you think they are normal, but maybe you're not normal because you're in your bubble and you don't know what normal actually is. Yeah, so it's tough question, so for me.
Yeah, because these days, if I type something in Google or in Bing, if I find something, all of the things that come out is just like some papers, some journal papers, because I always try to find a paper to read, because I'm studying right now. So maybe if that was like years ago or 2 years ago, it will just some random website. But these days it will be like, oh wow, that's more like more of the like Scopus papers or something like that I read. So I know we live in that kind of bubble that Google's teams design for us, each of us, based on our data, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's also happened to other people, like with my mom or my dad also. They have their own bubble. So it is really hard to distinguish the information, which one is like, but because they have their own algorithm, I think. And that thing is I think that's supposed to be a threat for us. because Alex says before about the fake news. I don't know, but our parents tend to more consume that hoax and fake news anywhere. I don't know where they got from, but that's a problem, I think.
Yeah, so you mean the approach would be more really create more awareness between the people, so the way they consume the media and always try to be aware that, I don't know, this is maybe fake or something like that, or that you are in a bubble and try to look more outside of your bubble, stuff like that. So be really aware how actually the information, how you get that, or how this algorithm thing, how this actually works. So if you're more aware of that, then maybe you can look outside of the box, if I can say it like that. But yeah.
That's why right now I'm really confused. Like, if I really need an information, which social media should I use? Because, like, if I want to go for like Instagram, I know Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and they are under same roof. And I think our data is just like circling in that website, in that apps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really confusing right now. I think these things, so I think I should like use less social media, I think. Maybe just uninstall or just don't do it. Maybe I will just like, okay, talk to a real people and get information from them directly.
See. Okay, guys, was really nice talking with you, but I have to go now. So one question, if I end this party, will you still be able to talk with each other, or will this be closed totally?
No, it will be closed, but I have to go. So yeah, it was nice.
It was really nice talking with you. So we hope we see each other again in another party.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, have a nice day.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's it for today's episode. If you like this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. If you got any thoughts on this episode or any ideas for new podcast topics, feel free to send a voice message. Alternatively, you can drop a tweet or DM on Twitter. Maybe you even like to join for an episode. Links are also in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.